On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Take me out. This is Audio Whiplash, Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. Rob over there making noise.
Hey.
Matt over here.
Man, it sounds loud in here. It's going to get loud.
Give us a follow on the Twitter if you're not doing so already, at Tall Can Audio, facebook.com/Tall Can Audio if you're still doing the Zuckerberg thing. Patreon.com/TallCanAudio and find all our old archived episodes, all the gold that we've produced for you over the last few years.
Audio gold, ladies and gentlemen.
And find it at TallCanAudio.com. How's it going, man?
I am feeling very inspired here today.
Really?
No.
No. It's hot, man.
It is hot. And Christ, it's not even June yet.
No, it's not even June yet. Oh, I mean, it just turned June. Oh, me too. Me too. It's been a while.
Yee-hoo!
Fuck you!
You got all giddy there.
Starting over.
Yeah.
New beer.
Yeah, talking over me and all kinds of shit. So you've talked over many a can opening.
So on the last Audio Whiplash, I talked about having a little sparring match with Lori Goldstein of the Toronto Sun.
Yep.
Any idea?
Has Lori reached out?
Lori's getting just pounded from all sides at this point for his shitty takes. Lori's daughter.
Yeah, this is always great.
The girl in July Talk.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't really mean anything. It's whatever, but just interesting. Small world.
Well, she's the reason I hate July Talk.
Jeez. Oh, this is where the show turns on July Talk because of stupid Lori Goldstein.
No.
But you and I, for 3 weeks, big into July Talk.
Well, there was a bunch of that. The Garden, Summer Dress, Guns and Ammunition,
yeah,
off that first album. Where I was like, yeah, I like that.
This is maybe 2013, probably-ish.
Yeah, 2013, 2014, somewhere in there.
I enjoyed the same thing. And I don't know, not long went by before I was scrubbing it off my
shelf life.
Right.
Like, and to me, it's, right? Like, and again, she's fine and all, but it's too much of her. To me, you need more of him with just a little accent of her, like parsley on the plate. To me, her little Minnie Mouse voice.
To me,
it grows tiresome.
To me, it had very little to do with her over him or vice versa. Too much of I just got tired of the songs at some point, and like it didn't last. Right, you go back to certain things a while later and go, man, this holds up pretty good.
This
July
is
Talk, not going to be one of them. So, take that, Lori Goldstein, and July Talk
and Offspring.
yeah, this past week, the 20-year anniversary of Offspring's Americana album. Very good.
Funny, I was just thinking the other day, I was in the gym and I was listening to a little U2 and thinking about the
that
show.
That is funny.
And thinking about the show that we did on the 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree.
Yeah, okay. So that's going back probably 2 years maybe since we did that one.
I think it was 2017, I think.
All right.
So 2017 would be 30 years.
Okay.
Just in terms of, now I'm not putting the Americana album up against Joshua Tree in terms of.
Joshua Tree wouldn't stand a chance.
Clearly no. Clearly no, right? In terms of, you know, 6 number one singles off of it and really a hugely enduring. And that's an album that does have a shelf life. Or does not, sorry.
Yeah, I was wondering what was, because I'm less of a U2 fan than you, and I don't find it to have a shelf life.
The shelf life is 100 years.
Right. But it did not have, why don't you get a job like Americana did.
That's right.
So, and it's hard to compare, man. But
my buddy's got a girlfriend, and he hates that bitch. He tells me every day.
Man, I really got to lose my chick in the worst kind of way.
Yeah.
Who hasn't felt that way?
Really, yeah. I think that's the sort of grungy version of Spice Girls.
Weird.
I don't know. With the same kind of lyric as Zigga Zigga, Zigga Zigga, I think. I think those are all in the same ballpark. Uninspired schlop.
I won't hear you say this about Americana. Since we're talking music anyway.
Well, just do what you normally do and go back in and just edit me out.
I don't edit you out. I edit more of me in to correct you.
Okay. Sure.
You can see recent episodes of Tall Can Sports for that.
Which is the beauty of not live.
Yeah.
I don't got shit to say now. I'll wait when you're not here and then I'll just edit something in.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
All right then.
Since we're talking music anyway, Spotify is kind of taking some shit from inside and out, which is a rough place to be.
Wow, yeah.
That they've gone through, and R. Kelly is the big one who's getting a lot of attention. But they have
Chris Brown, I think, too.
Yep. People who maybe have run afoul of the moral code are being edited.
Whose moral code?
Spotify's, apparently.
Yeah, god damn you, Spotify.
Well, okay, and so we'll get into this. But just to bring everybody up to speed, and we'll share the article at Tall Can Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/TallCanAudio. They have essentially edited out people who they deem to be a little too offensive, and it's not in their lyrics, right? It's have spotty pasts or are being accused of certain things out of their curated playlists. So what that means is, as most of you know, if you have an Apple Music or Spotify or whatever, you can go in and you go to your library or you can search whatever song you want, or you can just click on, you know, music to run with or, you know, Saturday Night Party or whatever it might be.
90s hip hop.
Sure. Since we're talking to R. Kelly, and they'll hit you with their own playlists that kind of fit whatever mood or activity or whatever that you're doing. These artists are being edited out of those playlists. They are not being removed from the platform.
You can still find them,
right,
if you search them by name.
You can still add them to your music, to your libraries. You can still download it.
Although Spotify will increase your subscription because
you're a bad person.
Yeah, have poor taste.
And so they're being removed from the playlist that Spotify create for you. They are not being removed from Spotify.
Correct.
Yes, I know.
And they're taking huge backlash due to the names that you've cited. R. Kelly, Chris Brown, there was XXX Tenacious or whatever that was. Some
also right up there with the Joshua Tree.
But am I right with that? It was like, three or four exes.
This is a thing that's happening where more and more of these stories I read, I don't know who we're talking about anymore. Right? Like I've at 34
old
years old,
guy Matt.
Hey. To my dad's truck while we were cruising around wherever, and he may or may not have been listening to the same thing that I was, even though it was on and whatever. So to my father, if he happens to be listening today, happy Father's Day. To all fathers out there, happy Father's Day. We will be back this week with more of our normal kind of schedule. Since we had AJ in this week, we were able to talk about a bunch of different things and turn it into three different shows, and that kind of carried us through the week. But there's been a ton going on. Rob and I will be back in studio on Monday night, which means we'll have new stuff for you throughout the week. Can't wait to share that with you. In the meantime, here is our conversation with AJ Jakubek of TSN 1200. Hope you enjoy. You are, I know Rob wanted to ask, I know I was sort of curious, before we jump into some of the red-black stuff, you're kind of a man who wears many hats, right? We got the 67s, you've done the Fury, you've done the red-blacks. Maybe you want to tell a couple of our listeners, you were on during Grey Cup week, but just via Skype, so we got right down to business.
And really before, yeah, before you get started, right, it's, we both did a little stint in broadcast journalism in high school, right? I didn't finish it. Matt actually finished it.
College, not high school.
Yeah, exactly. I went on to what I thought.
Same thing.
what I thought was greener pastures, right? But we're two guys who just love sports, right? We talk it. We breathe it. This is it. You're a guy who, and this is more of a cement it or deny it, right? As a guy who lives it, and that's your day to day. You work the business, right? You, as Matt said, all those things. Do you have a? Is this your background, or did you happen into this? How did you get into what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up. I was probably influenced by my dad, but in the sense that, you know, he loved sports and was a guy that was involved in sports. He was a physical education teacher. He took phys ed at the University of Alberta. I grew up in Edmonton or just outside in a suburb, St. Albert. And he just had – a lot of the people that he grew up with and was friends with were involved in sports. So, for example, one of his best friends and his business partner for the last 25 years, Perry Pern, who's
former assistant coach here in Ottawa.
Eight years assistant coach with the Ottawa Senators and, you know, over 20 years in the National Hockey League. And his best friend growing up, Len Zalapsky, his son was Zarly Zalapsky, who passed away.
Oh, look at that.
In the last year. But yeah, I remember going to watch Zarly play, for example, for the Canadian Olympic team and stuff like that. So, I mean, I was always – and my dad, he had season tickets to the Oilers and he went to a lot of Edmonton Eskimos games, and we'd go to Trappers games, which was AAA baseball.
Yeah.
And I'd go to Drillers games in the early 80s when they were in the North American Soccer League, and go to watch the University of Alberta play basketball. And so it was multiple sports, and it was something that I played a lot of sports growing up, and I watched a lot of sports, and, you know, the goal.
Dude, anyways, we digress.
That's not like us.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have I ditched this topic?
No. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But you're the one that's going to have to be responsible for the
end. Like, I was basically, like, I could grow a full beard in grade 9, right? So.
Beers on AJ.
At that point, yes. At 16, I was buying everybody beers.
This is it.
Trust me. But it was one of those things that at that point where you kind of think, okay, well, my dad's 5'8", but you know what? My uncle's 6'3", so maybe I'll be from my mom's side.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's your mom's brother, right?
And it was like, no. And so all of a sudden, you know,
You know, we hear about it, but I wonder over the years if this hasn't been a pretty consistent thing where it's left up to the morality of the guy running each radio station.
Yeah, well, probably, because back in the day, you know, radio stations were more or less, you know, you had a little more flexibility.
Yeah.
You no longer have that now. That comes down from the corporate
mothership. Overlords, Rogers says.
And that's it. And then they just knuckle you down, and that's, you don't have any choice.
Right. But to me, I don't know that, as long as they haven't removed the music from the platform, I guess racially, this is something that needs to be looked at. But in terms of morality, we see all kinds of major companies take these sorts of stands and decide what they're going to put out in front. I don't know that this is that much different. And
right. I think the touchy or the slippery slope you're on here is you have said these people have not been convicted of anything.
Yep.
Yet I find it in bad taste. And I am going to limit
impose that
or curb them in some way.
Well, so this is a little bit unrelated, and I think we've talked about Roberto Osuna over on Talkin' Sports. Major League Baseball has repeatedly lately, and they are probably the league in North American pro sports more than any other, who has gone out in front and said, I don't particularly care if you've been convicted of anything. We've decided that this issue, this thing that you've brought to our game, is going to cost you 30 games, 50 games, 80 games, right? We've seen it over and over and over with guys not being convicted, and I don't know if that's right or wrong, but it's not new.
Okay. All right, so then let's look at the show, and it sort of amazes me that could you win the cup in a better place than Vegas?
Than Vegas. Yeah, I don't want to, even if I'm Washington, I don't want to go home to win it. I want to win it here. Ted Leonsis, the Caps owner, has chartered a second plane with everybody's friends and family and, you know, trainers and office people and whatever. They're all there. I sent you an article. I don't know if you had a chance
to check it out. Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. Hackensaw.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce the name of that.
The casino and bar?
Yeah, after it was all said and done, they take the cup out of the arena. They go to this, like, fancy dinner.
Yeah, family, a subdued family dinner.
Yeah.
Who wants that shit?
Well, the thing is, in Vegas, our game ended at like, 8:30 or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's true. Right? So, it ended late for us, but
yeah,
early enough for them.
So they go to this dinner, and again, it's all families and staff and whatever. And then Ovi at some point stands up, grabs the cup, and goes, we got to go. And the guys go walking out down to some nightclub. Mm-hmm. I forget the fucking guy's name, but there's some famous DJ that's
EDM.
Yeah, whatever. Who's, I guess, somebody new and got them all in, and they did this club thing, and he's doing. Everyone was pretty – I got to run this by you because you'll be one of few to appreciate it. Everyone was pretty impressed with him doing keg stands out of his trophy.
Yes.
It's old news, man.
It's old news
for
sure.
People have been doing
– keg stands for forever?
Out of their trophy for a long time.
Yeah, come on, honestly. At least since 1997.
Right. Not recently.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Pants falling down. Killed around.
Looking like a fool with your pants.
Killed around my nipples while, dressed properly regimental.
Nice. And so since if you're interested in such things, check out on Twitter at RMNB. Stands for Russian Machine Never Breaks. It's their fan blog for the Capitals. And all over Washington, people are running into the Capitals and the Cup at restaurants, and they're swimming in fountains naked with it.
And it's actually, they've changed it to Russian liver never breaks.
Right. Well, and so they go to the Nationals game on Saturday with it. It's an afternoon game, and it's Ovechkin, it's Backstrom.
Oshie,
and I think Holtby. I can't remember those. So they're doing this little press conference, and Nick Backstrom, like, I guess they knew about this fan blog. He goes, I know the phrase is Russian machine never breaks, but he looks at Ovi and he's like, he's breaking. He's been drunk for 3 days.
Well, and that's what somebody who'd spent years in the KHL said. He goes, you know what? That's hardcore Russian right there. They know how to party. They know how to go on a bender. And they're trained for it. They do like summer camps. And he said, this is going to go nonstop. And you know what? I don't blame him.
Oh, when you've been ripped for as long as you have.
Okay. And reading that article, and hopefully our good man over here will post that in all the usual places.
You got it.
Would you not love to just, you are legitimately on top of the hockey world, and you got the trophy. I'm reading that and I'm jealous.
Yeah. No, and
you look at that fucking
people
guy.
Are loving it, and like I said, they're taking it all over the city, and fans are a part of it, and there's a million people have posted on Twitter their picture with whoever, right?
Yeah.
And the cup. Dmitry Orlov. Here's me, Dmitry Orlov, in the cup. Here's me and Holtby in the cup. Here, you're just me running Carlson into these in guys the cup. At different bars and restaurants. And, you know, one guy posted, he's like, my parents asked me if I wanted to go out for dinner with them, and I said I was too busy. They sent me this later. Here's my dad with Ovechkin and the
doing
cup.
Doing a keg stand.
Right. Like, it's all over the city, and they're just loving it, right? And the city of Washington, for people who don't know, it's been like 40 years or...
1992 when the Redskins won.
It's less than 40, so I may have exaggerated a little.
Okay, but, Mark Rippon, quarterback of your Washington Redskins. That's the last time the city of Washington has won
anything,
a major trophy.
The Wizards, the Bullets...
Redskins.
Redskins.
Now the Nationals for the last 24 years?
Yeah, that's 14. They would have moved in 04, not 94.
Sorry, I was thinking 94 when they
should have
when the strike year shortened the season. That was the end of the Expos.
It basically was.
Sorry, 10 years later, ladies and gentlemen, there was actually a decade more of baseball.
Yeah. So they haven't won shit. And then the Capitals themselves across the hockey world were this, you know,
laughing stocks.
Well, yeah, I guess, right?
Okay, and you know what? Clearly somebody in local radio here listens to this podcast.
They should.
Their poll today was, who is now the best hockey player to not have won?
It's been done.
Honestly, we did that a week ago. And now, to me, they're confusing it. And I think a lot of people are. It's not who is the best player. Like, people are saying, well, Erik Karlsson.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but...
Connor McDavid.
Right. Austin Matthews.
Right.
Sure. Jack Eichel.
Right. Opposing buildings. I've never really had terrible luck. I've had people kind of give you a look or Leafs suck or whatever you walk, but it's fine. The guys here in Ottawa have a good time with it. You know, programs, $10, $15 for Leaf fans, right? Stupid shit like that. That's
good
all harmless. Yeah. Have you had any kind of really ugly experiences in other buildings?
The only time I was ever worried was at Fenway.
Right.
And not actually outside of the stadium or at the bar, but actually inside the stadium. We were on a bus tour with, you know, 100 other Jays fans. And when we showed up, half the stadium was Jays fans. And the Boston fans were not happy about that.
Right.
And then you get a bunch of Jays fans in tight games. You know, Stroman was pitching game one. It was a tight game. I think we lost 2-0 or 1-0. Game two, we came back, hit a couple timely hits, and Osuna comes out and pitches great in the ninth. And, you know, we're chanting. We got, you know, the Jose chant and Osuna Matata chant and that sort of stuff and Donaldson MVP chant. At that point, they start looking at you a little differently. And at that point, they start yelling back at you. But nobody got aggressive.
Right.
Nobody, you know, they start giving you looks like, okay, you're at our place now.
Right.
The only guy we thought was actually going to... We are lost
together. Check out your Blue Rodeo.
And I'm glad you went in that direction with it.
We all suck each other.
Awesome. Some vigorous 69 going on there. Only Jokinen and Jim Bouwmeester.
Yikes.
It's gross, man. What kind of show are you running here?
Hate mail at Talkin Audio. Let us know.
Yes. Sorry, J-Bo. Loved you as a world junior. Honestly, I did.
Yeah. This is always stuck with me before the 2010 Olympics. They always do those, like, I don't know. I guess they're kind of after the fact. Behind the scenes on picking Team Canada before an Olympics, right? And they talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's one where they're showing, they're talking about Bouwmeester, Phaneuf, and I don't know if Iginla would have still been in Calgary. He probably would have been. And they're talking about, what is it going to be a rift when we tell Iginla that he's going and neither of the other two guys are going to be a part of Team Canada? And I think they've long since dismissed Phaneuf. It's Bouwmeester that's still on the... And there's a thing of Babcock in his typical voice. Bo's just going to have to be a man. Just be a man, Bo. Right? Like, Bo's not even there. But he's talking about Bo's just going to have to be a man.
Bo don't know how to be a man.
Bo still never made the playoffs. I'm with you. Don't pick him for
Yeah, exactly. I got to cave under the pressure.
Right. So
Bo.
So who did the radio audience think was
Thornton, like at 85%, yeah. And there was eight guys listed, I think.
Yeah, that's the only one that.
And to me, now if he's going to have Kovalchuk on the power play with him this year
in Toronto.
Okay. That's the big difference between the Spotify and this. To me, this is ABC saying, "Hey, we're in the good publicity business."
Well, then it, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
They have a
4 hockey matches, 3 in Germany and 1 in Lithuania of all places that involved.
You see Dana Zubris
and Kasparaitis were both playing.
Okay, look at that. Look at this. Yeah,
45-year-old Darius Kasparaitis still looked like he had it.
Was he still low hitting people though?
No one was going near him. Okay. They were playing Lithuania against Japan. Lithuania actually got promoted.
Yeah.
To the what is the B pool? They call it the 1A pool, but yeah. Basically, that now they're one below the main pool. And yeah, I saw Lithuania
audio.
I don't know. So that would occasionally
don't
make
do
it
that.
Make it
don't
in there
lie
occasionally.
To our listener. You've got some Charlie Major.
Well, and it's from that. Oh, and the other one that
the time and a place.
The other one that kind of made it in there too was Dave Matthews.
Right.
He was the Dave Matthews fan. To go that this is the year that he has his greatest success. Anything to that for you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like last year, let's be honest.
This is it.
We're going to take a break right there. We will be back in just a second. We'll talk to AJ a little bit about the rest of the CFL in just a second. We're back in. Rob over there, AJ, Jackie back as well.
Yep. Not lighting it up in his first game, stopping his personal 10 or 11 game losing streak.
Yeah. No, that was Winnipeg, Strevler, right, was actually pretty good despite losing.
As the
was
first
it
guy
to, 32?